The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again, and he said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile the person, but the things that come out of him from within, they are the things that defile him." When he got home and away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about this parable. And he said to them, "Are you even likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from the outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, which defiles him, comes from within his heart. Evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Strangely enough, this Gospel has to do with food. There was a tension in the proclamation of Jesus, whereas the Pharisaic, religious, legalistic leaders declared that certain foods were unclean and would defile a person. And what Jesus is saying here is, no food defiles a person. So all the laws we have about certain foods that are clean and unclean should not be observed, since uncleanness comes from deep inside the person, does not come from foods that we have declared unclean. And then he goes on to speak about things that come from within a person which really defile a person. I've often wondered about this, and it struck me that there is a certain tension between being religious and being spiritual. Now, it may not be a precise definition of what it means to be religious and to be spiritual, but the tension between religious and spiritual does have some value. We hear people sometimes saying, "I'm not very religious, but I'm spiritual." And we tend to dismiss these people. They just don't want to go to church, or they don't want to belong to a church. But it may not be that simple. It may well be that there are people who are very spiritual, but not so religious. There may be people who are very religious, but not very spiritual. So let me look at that for a moment. When we speak about being religious, normally we're referring to a person's belonging to a church or observing all the canons of the church. I'm a religious person. I go to church. I observe the commandments. I follow the dictates of the law. Frequently enough, that is the identity of the religious person. Spiritual person can be different. A spiritual person may not belong to an organized religion. A spiritual person may be a free spirit. You know, young people say we meet God in the mountains and in the rivers. We meet God in nature. They could be very spiritual people. Sometimes I've wondered if the religious side of it isn't the body, and the spiritual side is the soul. So where you have religion without the spiritual side of it, you have a body without a soul. There's no depth to it. It's a legalistic observance of the law. But the depth, the compassion, the kindness, the forgiveness, and so that may not be there. Sometimes we have religious people who come to church all the time, angry as the devil. They're mad about something. They're sometimes not forgiving. Sometimes they are. Religious people sometimes are very spiritual. But see the tension between these. One is a soul without a body. The other may well be a body without a soul. So the proclamation of Jesus is to put the body and the soul together, to build, to say the soul, the spiritual person, we need a body, we need a venue, we need a community, we need a place in order to somehow experience in relationships, experience that which is spiritual, unless we have this unique charism of being an anchorite or some kind of a monastic person that has to be alone. But that's not us. That's not normal. Normally, we need a relationship. We need a community. We need a family. We need a place to go and somehow express the richness of spirituality within us, to somehow live out our soul, to bring compassion and kindness to the law. On the other hand, if we have religious without spiritual, the religious legalistic side of it can suffocate the spirit. It can destroy the spirit if it's overwhelming in terms of legalism. And in our Catholic tradition, we have given much attention to laws and regulations and things like that without listening. I think it's very important to listen. People with various forms of spirituality will show up in a church. They may not agree with all the laws of the church, but they have a deep spiritual sense. That's one of the tensions that comes up in the life and the proclamation of Jesus. He never had a problem with people who were not religious. His problem was with people who were super religious, the Pharisees. They had laws, they had regulations. You fit, you don't, you belong, you don't belong. We have to be cautious about that. Not only in the church, we have to be cautious about that in our families, to have some kind of a spiritual sense in a family, an openness, a sense of freedom, a sense of God's presence in diverse human experiences. The people who are different and struggling in life and searching in life and burdened by confusion and so forth, but they belong. That's spiritual. So listen to the proclamation of Jesus here. It'll come up in Sunday's gospel, by the way. I may go back and visit some of this for Sunday. This Sunday coming up has Jesus healing the leper. But when he heals the leper, he touches the leper. That's against the law. He breaks the law. But he lives out the Spirit. Keep that in mind. Wherever you go today, you're going to meet people who are different, but look for the spiritual in them. Look for the goodness, you know? It cautions us that following the law, a legalistic thing, has value, but the real value is the spirit of the law. Amen. Pause now for a moment of prayer.